Well, praise the Lord. I've tagged this day, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not be in want of anything. At this time, will you please join me for a word of prayer? Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we love you this morning. You are the good shepherd. You are our Heavenly Father, and we lack nothing in you. And so, Father God, we come this morning on TMC first thanking you for a brand new day with brand new mercies. We want to thank you for the speaker that will come forth and bring a powerful word. Let us have ears to hear and a heart to receive and a willingness to apply your word. We want to call out some people, Father God, that we believe that you still are a miracle-working God, that you are still a healer. So we continue to call out Dr. PK, Kendra Carter, Sebla Ramsey. We continue to lift up Brenda Terrell and her family on the passing of Uncle Harry. We ask that you bring peace and unity to his children and to his family, that there will be peace. Now, Father God, we thank you for every caller on this line this morning. We pray, Father God, that you will minister to them in a special way. And at this time, Father God, we serve notice to the devil. We take authority over any demonic spirits or evil working spirits that will try to discourage or frustrate us. There will be no drop calls. This call will go forth with power and with clarity. We love you this morning, and we bless your holy name. We ask all these things in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And anybody that has a spirit of expectation can say amen, amen, and amen. Well, it has been a Jesus joy to greet you with kingdom greetings this morning. It is my pleasure and delight to now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, my little sister Ada Lovette. Thank you so much for just so warmly feeding and greeting our family members this morning. Thank you for the powerful prayer, and thank you so much for that tagline, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Man, is that powerful. Well, good morning, my TMC family. It's so good to have each and every one of you here on the call this morning, and on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. We are just so excited that you decided to start your day off with us here on the TMC. Well, you know, we are founded by, we have a foundational scripture, and that is found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin our day. And we're just so excited that every year the Lord blesses Dr. Vanessa with a theme. And you know what? As I was thinking about our theme this morning, because we are almost at the end, as a matter of fact, we're in the final quarter of this year, I just thought about the theme. In 2017, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. And just thinking back on the goals that God has set forth and the dreams that he has set forth and how those have been accomplished. So I'm sure you have done the same thing as well. So praise the Lord, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you for that powerful thing. Now, if you want to share this call with somebody, if you want someone to hear this call later on today, or if you want to go back and hear the call, you can go to the playback, and that is 712-432-1085, and the PAN code is 957-677-POUND. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PAN code is 957-677-POUND. You know, we just thank God for modern technology, because not only can you go back and hear the call from yesterday, but all the calls that we have had since the inception of this call have been archived. And you can go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And there is a buffet of messages waiting there for you and are to bless someone else with them. Now, as you know, you always hear us say we are a place of prayer, and we take that seriously, my TMC family. We are praying for you daily. And on Fridays, as you know, we hold the call over just a little bit longer so that we can get your prayer requests and your praise reports. However, Should there be a prayer request that you want to submit to us, you can send it to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And please know that we will be praying for you. Also, we are not a private club. You have heard us say for the past 7 years that we have been here that we welcome you to be a part of this TMC team. And if God has put a word in your belly that you are just wanting to share with someone, or if you want to be a greeter, as you so beautifully heard Minister Ada Grace do, or if you feel like you want to host, please give our prayer general, contact her at info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And I can guarantee you that she or Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone will be more than happy to get back in touch with you. Now, this whole artisan, this whole call, the Master's Call, came about as a result of the company Artist Life, which used to be Artist International, which was founded over 25 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family. It's a company, a Christian-based company, that has products that will help you as you go about your day. Now, if you want to know more about the Artist International, just get with the person who told you about this call, and they will be happy to share that information with you, because I am a living witness that an appointment with artists will change your life forever. Now, we have a bridge number, and that bridge number, for those of you who may not be able to access this call any other way, if you have T-Mobile or another carrier, you can call the bridge number, and the bridge number will give you free access to this call. And that number is 716-293-9707, and follow the prompts. Again, 716-293-9707, and follow the prompts. Immediately following this call is the MMC call. And that call, today is Testimonial Thursday, and in order to access that call, you can go to 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Well, so much for all the announcements, and I will come back with additional announcements after we hear the word of God, but I am now going to introduce our powerful speaker for the morning. She is no stranger to the Master's Call. You hear us refer to her as the Silver Fox because she is a beautiful woman, young lady, my sister with silver hair, and I mean she rocks it, family. Her name is Jacqueline Henderson, and she is from Indianapolis, Indiana. She is the daughter. She's the eldest of five children. She is the mother of an amazing son, Joseph, and a daughter, La Teresa. She is the grandmother of Caleb, an upcoming and rising star, and two outstanding granddaughters, Elena and Elisa. Now, due to a major health illness issues, Minister Jackie retired from the automotive industry after 31 years of service. She was dedicated to helping the people as the UAW union representative. She served as co-chairman of Civil and Human Rights and was appointed by her regional directed to be a political liaison between the union and those that determine our laws on local, state, and national levels. Minister Jackie now dedicates her time to servitude through ministerial leadership at her church, which is the New Beginning Fellowship Church under Pastor James Anthony Jackson, where the Lord is worshiped and his people are changed. She is a distributor of Artist Life and truly believes this company is a God-blessed company. She believes this company has great leadership, great products, and most importantly, the Master's Call. By God's divine direction and the obedience of Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, she was able to hear the word of the Lord and credits this call for her renewed relationship with Christ. It is in Jackie's daily mission to grow in wisdom and be used by God. Her goals are to be strong in her purpose, fulfill her destiny, and let the light of God shine in her and through her that others might see it and be in Christ. And I can tell you, every time Minister Jackie has the word, she brings it. She is transparent. We always learn something from what she has to say. She is a spirit-filled speaker, and we just praise the Lord for her. So now I will present to some and introduce to others our very own Silver Fox, Minister Jackie Henderson. Minister Jackie, are you there?
I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
And God bless you. Thank you, Minister Ada, for seating and greeting everyone this morning and opening us up and covering us with that powerful prayer. And thank you, Minister Willa, for your servitude. You are always willing and so graciously do your job well. So I thank you. And thank you, TMC family, for joining this morning. And I'm going to go on into the word of the Lord, but right now I ask you to pray with God. Right now I ask you to speak with my lips, think with my mind. God, let the word be received. Let the people have ears to hear and a heart to receive. And let this word be an anointing in their lives. I ask you to decrease me and increase you, that all will be served in your precious name, Jesus. I cover this in your blood. Amen and amen. Well, as I was sitting and thinking about what it is that I would say to you today, God placed this down in my heart. Will you give God your yes? Will you give God your yes? So have you ever been asked to do something, and because you weren't really sure of yourself, you said no, but you knew God wanted you to say yes? Every morning on this call, as you just heard Minister Willis state, that we are looking for hosts, we are looking for greeters, we are looking for those on this call that have a word to share, and we ask you each and every day to step up. Step up to the plate and become a greeter, become a host, and even share a word from God. When you hear this request, did you say yes? And did you step forward? Or did you say no? I can't do that. I really don't think so. You know, that is only fear that keeps you from saying yes. God is asking you to step up. Be bold. And be the soldiers that he has called you to be. For you know, fear is only false evidence appearing real. That's what keeps you from participating. I know that there is someone on this call that has said to themselves, well, maybe I should, but I'm not good at doing that. Well, I say according to God's word, yes, you are. He said you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. God is calling you to step up now and say yes. Rely on the grace of God to work in you and through you. In Philippians 2 and 13, it says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his great pleasure. When you do that, when you allow God to work in you, you don't have to rely on your own abilities, because God will work through you. So it is he that is working within you. It is he that prepares you. If you will just get into an agreement with God, God can do amazing things in our life, in you and through you. But God needs our yes. He needs to hear our yes. When you say yes, he gives you the power to do great things. He has already placed inside of you everything that you need. You can bring When you say yes, you come one step closer to your destiny. Your yes is one step closer to the next step. Say yes and receive the courage and the boldness to say yes again. And each time that you say yes, God grows you even more and grows you even more mightily. When I was first asked on this call to just greet the people, I wasn't sure I could do it. Even though I felt like God had blessed me with the gift of gab, but I wasn't real sure. And one of the things that was keeping me back was I was never one to pray out loud in public. I had convinced myself I didn't know how to pray. But God let me know that prayer is just a conversation with Him. And so I agreed to come on the call. And God has really helped me with that. Not only do I pray on this call, but I have been given the boldness to pray one-on-one with people. I used to not like to let people hear me pray because I didn't think I was that powerful. I didn't have it. But then I realized God has downloaded into me everything that I need. He makes me powerful. And then when I wanted to please God, so I said yes. And God has given me everything I need. But then later on, I was asked to host on the call. And I thought, well, this is an easy task. So I can do that. But then I realized, again, I had to pray. But at this point, I just turned it over to God. I surrendered to Him. And He has given me the courage and the strength. And I have enjoyed this call immensely. I enjoy being on the call every morning to seat and greet you, to hear your voices. It just energizes me. And I feel that each and every person that calls in on this call is a part of my family. So therefore, I have more love. And I have made lifelong friends on this call. And so I enjoy standing in prayer and belief with you. Now let's talk about when I was asked to share a word. At that time, I felt as though everything in my body shut down. This is something I really can't do, I said to myself. I am nobody's minister. But does God not in His word tell us that when we become born again believers, that we are ministers in the marketplace? Yes, He does. So we have a charge on our lives to share His word, not only on this call, but to those we come in contact with every day. He said He would never, ever leave us or forsake us, and it is He that speaks through us. When it is time to speak, God does not leave you hanging. There are even times when I am speaking to someone, and the words coming from my mouth are not only an encouragement for that person that I'm speaking to, but they are words that are encouraging me and food for my very own soul. God is an amazing God, and if you will only say yes when He is asking you to step up, He will bless you in ways I cannot even explain. He is waiting on your yes to expose the greatness He has already placed inside of you. Power to speak, bring forth healing, empowering others, releasing the authority He has placed inside of you, and understanding, wisdom, and understanding, and boldness to be a strong soldier. So maybe you are struggling with your yes when God talks to you. Maybe you don't feel that you are equipped, or maybe you don't have the right resources. Maybe there are many reasons that you can't make, that you only make into excuses. But just make a conscious decision. Just settle in your mind. God wants me to do it, so I'm going to give Him my yes, and I'm going to move forward.
also, you may say, no, God won't hold me. He won't hold it against me. And he won't. He won't hold it against you if you say no. But just know this, he will not stop asking. So I'm encouraging you to make the decision to give God your yes and hold on to the promises of God. For in 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all of the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. So he is looking for us to say yes. So my TMC family, God is asking you now, so will you give God your yes and join the Master's Call staff? Or will you continue to run from God, knowing he is not giving up on you, so don't give up on him. What does your yes look like right now? Well, allow him to work through you. He is waiting on you. As soon as you do, the grace of God will kick in. There are so many things that is trying to steal our yes. There are people out there that will tell you no, that you come across. And they will try to plant those seeds of no down in you. But hold fast to your yes. Hold fast in your ability to let God work through you. Have faith in what God can do with you and through you. He can open up doors that no one can answer. He can open up doors, the supernatural doors. So stay in his agreement with God and experience his miracle. Surrender your yes to God. Yes, I trust you, Lord. Yes, God, I will do what you would have me to do. Yes, God, I believe you will do what I cannot do. Yes, God, I will stay in faith with you. Yes, God, I surrender my all to you, for I know you will do the impossible. So, God, this morning, we all stand before you, and we say, God, I say yes to you. I will now like to turn this call back over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I can. I am, Minister Jackie, and just say yes. Oh, my goodness, I told the family that you would be transparent, and we thank you so much for your transparency this morning. And I concur with everything you said, Minister Jackie. We have all been there when we were asked to be a part of the Master's Call, and we all got jittery knees when we were asked to speak or greet or pray. But I can tell you, my TMC family, that God has used each of us mightily beyond what we ever thought just because we said yes to the Master's Call. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. And Minister Jackie, I will call you back to give our closing benediction. Lord, we thank you this morning so much, Lord, for the message, the beautiful, powerful, transparent, timely message that your servant, daughter, Minister Jackie, brought to us this morning. Oh, Father, we thank you for her yes. We thank you for how you are using her. We thank you for the growth that she has experienced. We thank you that she has continued to be an ambassador out there for you based on a yes here at the Master's Call. Father, we ask that you continue to use Minister Jackie mightily. Father, that you continue to enlarge her territory in the name of Jesus, that you continue to have her speak what thus says the Lord, and Father, that you will bless her indeed in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and praise you that whatever her hands touch, Lord, that she prosper therein, that you bless her health in the name of Jesus. Bless her family, O God.
We just thank you. Father, we thank you for this master's call. We thank and praise you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we ask that you continue to bless them. Touch Dr. P.K. in a special way in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, in advance for her strength and for her healing and wholeness. Father, we lift up our dear sister Ada Levette to you. We thank you, oh God, that you are manifesting your works and your health and everything through her, Lord. And we thank you, oh God, that there is a testimony out of the test that she is going through. So continue to keep she and her entire family encouraged. Father, we continue to lift up our dear Kendra Carter in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that you are doing all that you can do with her. And Father, we thank you for the testimony that she has been to others, as she has encouraged them. Now, God, we ask that you continue to strengthen her in the name of Jesus and her family. Father, we lift up our sister, Sybil Ramsey, in the name of Jesus. Father, healing is the children's bread, and it is in your wings. Father, we ask that you continue to be with our bereaved families. Be with Minister Brenda, oh God, on the homegoing celebration of Uncle Harry, whom we all feel like we knew already. Oh God, bless each and every family member that comes in town and be the comforter that they need you to be to them today. Father, we thank you for our TMC family. Now, God, we ask that you bless our going out and our coming in. And Father, that as we wrap up this day, that we can hear you say, you did good today. You did well today, my daughter, my son, because we, oh God, did our very best to live a life that you that is pleasing unto you, knowing that we can't do it in our own strength. We give you praise, oh God, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, I am going to tell you, you're going to want to go back and hear that message again. And to hear the playback, you can go to 712-432-1085, PIN code 957677 pound. And I really, really, really hope you take to heart everything that Minister Jackie said about saying yes to what God tells you to do. And I just pray right now that he will just shake you up. If he's given you something to do and you have not done it yet, that you will not get, that you get no rest until you say yes to what he has called you to do, because there's a blessing at the end of it. Okay, and then remember, we have the MMC call, and that number is immediately following this call, 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-pound. Today is Testimonial Thursday. So as I always say, my TMC family, from my heart to yours, you know I just love me some you. Go be blessed. Have a wonderful day. And Minister Jackie, I am calling you back to give us our closing benediction. Are you there?
I am here. And I look forward to seeing more of you TMC listeners join our TMC staff. So I say to you, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, the only God our Savior be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Go out and have a blessed day. Love you.